Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I'm joined by incoming senior on the Castleton women's hockey team, Emily Harris. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Emily, and how's everything going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and obviously you've been in your off season now for a few months. So how's your off season been going so far? And have you been up to anything interesting, whether it's hockey related or not?
Yeah, it's been going well. I've just kind of been trying to stay in shape. I've been working a lot. I haven't been home yet, so I'm going home next weekend for 2 weeks before the field hockey season. So
that's awesome. And in regards to sort of your training, what do you hope to work on for your game for the upcoming hockey season?
So I would say last season I spent the majority of my season improving my 200 foot game as a whole. So I'm excited to try and implement that coming into the season. I'm trying to be kind of a more rounded player. Before I was very offense heavy. So I'm excited to be able to contribute both ends of the ice.
So I want to transition now and begin this podcast talking about the beginning of your career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So growing up, you're from Crondale, England. Talk about growing up there and how does someone from England start playing hockey?
Yeah, so I started playing hockey when I was six. So kind of a normal age to be starting over here. I was a figure skater, which is kind of how I managed to get the exposure to hockey. One day I walked into the rink and I saw beginner's ice hockey at the other end of the ice, and I decided that the figure skating was in the past and hockey was where it was going to be. And I would say that growing up I was always very athletic, but I hadn't kind of found a sport that I was in love with yet. So I went from ballet to soccer, just a bunch of different stuff, and then I played hockey one time and then that was it. I fell in love with it. So
did you have a favorite player growing up?
Pavel Datsyuk. I was very into the hands and stuff growing up, and that was kind of what I tried to implement into my game as a young player. And obviously after that, as the level got better, I had to start finding other ways to beat defenders and beat goalies than just trying to toe drag around them.
Yeah, for sure. He made it look easy too, which is I feel like every young hockey player has watched that YouTube mix where it's Fetty Wap's I think Trap Queen, and it's just breaking everyone's legs. That's one of my favorite hockey videos of all time.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you played for a lot of different teams before heading off to college. I'm not too familiar with how English hockey works, so it was a little bit confusing, but it seemed like you played a lot of teams in Bracknell. Mm-hmm. So just talk about your experiences on those teams before heading off to Castleton, and what did you take away from them?
Yeah, so I played most the majority of my juniors playing for Basingstoke Bison, and I played boys hockey. It was technically mixed. There wasn't that many of us girls that kind of played boys back then, but I played boys for the Basingstoke Bison from when I was six until 15, I think. So a really big chunk of my career. And that's kind of where I learned the fundamentals really, and kind of managed to keep up with the pace of the game and improve my all my fundamentals through that. And then when I was nine, I started playing for the Bracknell women's team. So I played for their junior team until I was 14. And then I could start playing for the senior team. So that's when I managed to start developing the skills that I needed to be a women's hockey player. So kind of not as fast as men's, but very creative. And for that, that team really helped me with that. The Bracknell team was a very dominant team throughout my whole career, and they still are. So being able to be on a team like that with all these like GB internationals and really experienced players really helped me manage to kind of round out into like a women's hockey player. So I was in Bracknell a couple of years, and then from 15 to 16, I took a break from men's hockey because I felt like I was kind of falling behind a little bit, kind of keeping my head down around the boards, and obviously checking came into play. So I stopped for a year and then picked up the confidence again to start men's hockey again at 16. And then I ended up becoming a dominant player for the Bracknell men's team. So I managed to play U18s men's really up until I left to come to college. So that really helped me with kind of getting my pace back into it and yeah, trying to become kind of more powerful than I guess I was before. So yeah, that was kind of like the stepping stones of my career. And then obviously I had the different like regional teams and stuff like that growing up that I was always playing in, which was always good to get more ice and kind of play with the stronger men's players around. So it, that also really helped me.
Now, what's like the best hockey memory you have at Bracknell?
That's really difficult. Kind of every single game I played for them was just so much fun. Some of my best friends are from Bracknell and they will be for the rest of my life. But I would say that my favorite memory was one year we went to nationals and it was in a different place to normal. We were somewhere called Widnes. And the whole team got together the night before, just hung out, had a great time, and then the next day we won the national championship. So, yeah.
Now, how did those the your time in those places help prepare you for college hockey? Like you mentioned, you're going against other really good players with those teams, so it probably made the transition from Bracknell to college a little bit easier for yourself.
Yeah, so I would say that the women's teams that I played in really helped me with being a more creative player. I'm a player that I'm very like manic, I guess, on the ice. Kind of unpredictable, I guess, in a way. And that was definitely because I was able to play with these women who were also just as creative and taught me how to be a smarter player, which was really important for me because the men's side of the game was extremely fast. And growing up with guys playing hockey, obviously my mindset and all the guys' mindsets that were all forwards were I need to score goals. So going from like wanting to just score, and then being able to transition to the women's game where I was able to set more creative plays up and delay the puck and kind of look for better passing options than shooting really helped me. So then when I came into college, I wasn't so much a direct player. I was able to use my teammates around me, and because of that, I managed to get a pretty good spot on the team from a freshman. So,
What was your recruitment process like with Castleton, and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at?
yeah, so Castleton was the best fit for me by a million miles out of every school I looked at. It is a smaller school, so being an international, before I came to college, I had never been away from home for longer than 2 weeks at a time. So it was definitely something I was nervous about and something that my parents were nervous about too. So Castleton gave me this reassurance that like I was going to be okay, and there's a lot of support that went into me coming to Castleton. So that was a big reason why I came to Castleton. I I had opportunities to talk to bigger schools, but I was at a stage in my career that I just couldn't choose between ice hockey or field hockey, and I wasn't prepared to do that at the time, and I don't regret it at all. And yeah, it's just a really competitive school, and allows me to play both my sports, and just both the teams that I play on are so supportive, and I had friends before I even got to the States, you know, so that's why I chose Castleton. The recruitment process for me through Castleton was actually a former teammate of mine from England came here. So her name is Casey Trail. She reached out to me just through message and said they want me here, and that's basically how I ended up coming to Castleton. I had a recruitment agency called ASM Scholarships, and they were great, but in the end, like, I didn't need them because I ended up going to Castleton. So but yeah, it was a crazy ride, especially during COVID, coming in as a freshman, but yeah, I made it over. So
Now, what was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey?
the biggest adjustment was definitely, there's two things. One was the pace of the women's side. The women's side at home isn't as fast as here. So going from playing a speedy men's hockey to women's hockey was quite different, I guess, because I had to implement them both at the same time. So that was definitely a big change for me. And then the second thing was like training on the ice every day. I trained all the time at home with all these different teams. I would train an average of like 4 hours a day at home. But coming here and training with one team and one family was a big adjustment, but probably the best thing like that would ever happen to me, to be honest. So, yeah.
And during your freshman year, you had to deal with a lot of challenging stuff due to the pandemic. How'd you handle the challenge of having games being canceled, playing in front of no fans, and dealing with a lot of restrictions?
I definitely had to just keep reminding myself that I was here for a reason, and hockey is what I love to do, and that's what I was doing. I missed home a lot as a freshman. I couldn't go home at all my freshman year, so that was definitely really challenging for me. But other than that, like I basically hit the ground running. I absolutely loved it. But yeah, missing home was definitely a big challenge through COVID. Other than that, yeah.
You know, something else that I found interesting about yourself was you're also part of the Castleton field hockey team. I think you sort of implied that in a few of your answers, but what's it like playing two sports in college and how do you balance that? And just sort of what's it been like? What's your experience been like on the field hockey team and how do you sort of balance it with hockey is, I guess, is my question I want to ask.
So playing two sports in college is probably the best decision I ever made. It allows me to A, stay in shape for the whole year round. So I don't find myself slipping up after hockey season. I go straight into spring ball for field hockey. So it's really good for me to kind of stay focused. It also obviously both the sports I love, so being able to play both is awesome. But the communication that my two coaches have with each other is really good. There's like a 2 or 3 week crossover period where I'm still in field hockey season, but I can get on the ice a couple of times of the week with ice hockey. So being able to have that flexibility and being able to get on the ice when I can is really important to me, because as soon as I get five practices in, I jump on the ice and like I can start playing straight away. So my experience with the field hockey team has been nothing but like amazing. Last year we had aspirations and to win the championship, and we did it. We had a huge dip during the season, and it was looking unlikely at one point, and then we picked up, and we ended up winning, I think, 9 games in a row to win the championship. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Now, during your sophomore year in ice hockey, your team lost in the NEHC championship final. What did you learn from that game that you think has helped you and your team moving forward in your collegiate career?
I would say that our team that year, we were very close-knit and very focused on one thing, and everyone bought into one goal. And I think that day we did everything that we could. We put everything we could into that game, and it just didn't, the puck didn't bounce our way. And going into last season, we just had that mindset of, like, it is what it is. Like, if you lose a game, get up, like, get on the ice, train, let's win the next one. And everyone kind of had that mindset of, like, just, like, looking forward rather than looking in the past, and coming together. And yeah, because of that, we had a decent season last season. So
now, what's it like playing in the NEHC and just the competition you face every weekend?
Is really strong. The NEHC is one of the strongest D3 division leagues in the country. So every weekend is a battle, and we don't really have a team anymore that's like, oh, we're going here, like, it's going to be a blowout, you know? Like, every game is a fight and every game is a battle, which is really, really good. It shows that the level of hockey is going up, especially in the East. So, yeah, it's really consistent. So,
now, talk about your team's performance during your junior year, which was this past season, and what did you take away from that?
Yeah, so this year, as I said, like, individually, I really focused on improving my 200-foot game. And I think that a lot of girls were focusing on improving one thing. So we came out the end of the season, we were really strong. We were a very close team. We lost in the quarterfinals this year, and that game, I think, is going to be really difficult for any of us to really talk about for this coming season. You know, we outshot them, like, outskated them, and for some reason the puck did not bounce our way. We couldn't score. It was just it was tough. But, like, as a team, we recognize that, and we're going to work even harder this season to kind of redeem ourselves, I guess. And it's the last opportunity for me, so I'd really like a ring.
So you talked about sort of your 200-foot game being the biggest improvement that you sort of want to make during your collegiate career. How would you evaluate your improvement in that area?
It's night and day, definitely. And my coach says the same thing to me. My sophomore year, I wasn't selected for the Great Britain national team for the Olympic qualifiers, and that kind of really hit home for me, and it was something that I was really aspiring towards. And the coach said that my 200-foot game needs to improve, and obviously from then I clicked, and my coach really helped me with that. And now it's night and day, and I will go on penalty kill and all of the, like, you know, important plays that you expect from your more relied upon players. So
what are your team's goals and expectations for your senior year? Obviously it's to win a championship, but are there other team goals that your team might have that fans aren't aware of?
So as a team, we kind of, like, discussed that at the start of the season. But I think every returner is definitely expecting just for everyone to buy in this season, and to kind of be a team that is relied upon as everyone being leaders, you know. If a freshman tells a senior, like, pick it up, or like you can lift heavier than that in the weight room, then like we're gonna listen to them, you know? And that's the kind of mindset that we've been developing throughout the years. And I think this season, if we can do that, we're gonna be really successful.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I'm a big country fan, but before games I listen to, you know, all of the hype music and all of that stuff. But yeah, especially during summer, I love country music, especially Zach Bryan.
Nice, nice. I would say I'm into everything, honestly, rock, hip hop, country, so sort of been that's sort of into everything. So I definitely get you though. Country's very good. What is your guilty pleasure TV show?
I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy recently. I watched it for a good couple of years and then gave up, but I started watching it again. So yeah, that's definitely it.
What would the perfect day look like for you?
I would say definitely a sleep, like sleep in. I don't get to do a lot of that. So sleep in, maybe go work out, hang out with my friends. I play the piano, so fit that in somewhere, and yeah, spend the evening maybe at a lake with my friends.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I would love to just hang out. For me, I'd probably go to a hockey game, as basic as that sounds for a hockey podcaster like myself. But I would love to learn the piano. That's one instrument that I've always wanted to learn before. I heard it's very difficult though.
Yeah, it's difficult, but once you like pick it up, it's really relaxing, and it's definitely something I always struggle with, is kind of finding a way to chill out and like de-stress a little bit. So that really helped me. I can't like read music or anything. It's just like I learn by hearing it, I guess. So
Yeah, I definitely love to play some songs on that too. So, anyway, who on the Castleton women's hockey team has the best style besides yourself, obviously?
Darby Parisi, definitely. Yeah. She's also a very dominant forward, but yeah, her style's really good.
What's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I honestly can't say that I really read or watched anything this week. I work for a summer camp, and it's residential, so I'm kind of like going all the time, so I haven't really read or seen anything.
I watched tennis for the first time and saw the Wimbledon championships. I thought
Oh,
that
you
was pretty
did?
interesting. Yeah, it was pretty fun. So, and the guy's like the same age as me, which makes me look like, what am I doing with my life? He's already winning Wimbledon at 20 years old. But I thought that was pretty fun to watch, and it was a good match. Now, I guess since we have you on, you're English, so let's settle this debate: football or soccer?
It depends where I am, I guess. Like I've been over here for nearly 4 years now, and I say soccer now, but yeah, I've said football my whole life. Like it is football, but
Yeah.
yeah, now I say soccer because people don't really understand when I say football over
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we sort of changed your perspective on that, even
here.
though it's a little confusing. So, but yeah, I think it's soccer. But even if I played Premier League, I'd still call it soccer. I don't know
You
how people would
think?
feel. I would. I feel, I don't know how people would react to that, but it would be the one thing that would keep me sort of American on the rest of the team. So getting back to some hockey questions now. First one is, what advice would you give younger players who want to pursue a career in college hockey like yourself?
I would say that get as much exposure as you can. Play to the best of your ability all the time. Yeah, if you go on for a practice and it's at like 10 o'clock at night and you don't really want to be there, like suck it up and train harder, you know. Someone's always training a minute harder than you know. So that's my advice, is just keep going forward even when it gets tough.
Any shouts you want to give, and who should we have on the podcast next?
For the podcast, definitely Darby Parisi, and maybe Caitlin Bartolini. She's my best friend. She just graduated from Castleton, so.
Well, thank you so much, Emily, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. I wish you nothing but the best next season, both on and off the ice, and have a great rest of your off season.
Thank you for having me. You're full of confidence and cheap color.